Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, official podcast of comicbookmovie.com. My name is James, editor of that website. With me, as always, my co-host, Nick Mason.
Not an editor, and also didn't put a nickname in there.
Appreciate it. I was going to say a nice shirt, but it is a nice shirt, but they can't say it, so...
Just assume it's the best shirt anyone's ever purchased or worn. Assume right now is the best I've ever looked or ever will look.
Correct.
Great.
Absolutely.
It's all downhill from here.
Yes. So, I just wanted to say a quick thank you to everybody for the Watch Mojo thing.
Yeah, definitely.
I got on that Watch Mojo thing, top YouTube critics. Uh-huh. I got number 10, people are like, robbed! Not really.
No.
First of all, who cares?
Uh-huh.
Like, because the more I thought about this is...
All that effort you guys put in for voting, who cares?
No, not that. See, that's what I'm saying. I think that it's some arbitrary list made by an independent company from whatever.
Uh-huh.
I think they're in Canada or whatever. But what's really important is that people watch and like the videos and the podcasts and whatever.
Uh-huh.
Like, so that's what, you know, that's what, is that kind of like a slap in the face?
Look, I think at this point, everyone's been slapped in the face. You've effectively put everyone in a circle and just run around in the middle of the circle with your palm out and just slapped everyone in the face. Did you watch that video? Did you watch that?
I did. Yeah,
the guys all like, I've got a Star Wars t-shirt on.
Yes.
I'm a nerd. I'm very handsome. But look how nerdy I am.
He was very tanned as well, wasn't he?
Yeah, very tanned.
But I feel like as well, they were forced to put me in because people were so vocal.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what I mean? Because I think I got voted like 6th and they put me at 10th or whatever. But I think they were like, oh, we better put this guy in because people seemed to like him. But I don't think they really had any idea of what my videos are or anything because like their main points were kind of like,
When he says a thing,
yeah.
You see a picture of the
thing.
You see
a picture of the thing. And like, and his videos are in 1080p. I'm like, yes, those are the two things that I am most known for.
Correct.
And that people comment on. So, yeah. But no, it's you know what? Also, it's better being numbered. I've got a lot of subscribers out of it, so I shouldn't complain. Because it's great. I'm not complaining. It's great. But being 10 is better. Because it's not the most exciting video. So, I'm out of the gate, number 10.
Right.
So, if I was like 6 or 7, I think people would kind of skip. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, okay, sure.
Like said, they'd skip to see who got number 1 or 2. So yeah, and then like demand that Nostalgia Critic gets number 1, whatever.
Mm. So. Well, sucked in 9 through 3. Anything like that.
Yeah.
So way to be in the nowhere zone.
Yeah. So that's great. And I just think, you know, it's important. I'm just grateful that people like watch and listen and stuff. And that's the most important thing.
Absolutely.
Fuck Watch Mojo. That's what I'm saying.
Good. Great.
Even though they said nice things or whatever. All right. News, Mason.
I'm ready.
I've slapped enough faces. Let's get into it.
Let's see if we can slap a few more. Here we go. Let's see if we can slap some fat cats.
Please. Yeah. Well, Matt Damon.
Oh,
after years of speculation, it said that he's confirmed he's going to return as Jason Bourne.
Huh.
In 2016, under director Paul Greengrass.
The original Bourne director guy?
I think he
guy?
Did 2 and 3.
Okay.
Which I think aren't as good as the first one. But Paul Greengrass is a solid director.
Slap. Slap him in the face. Take that, Greengrass.
No, he's good.
Didn't do the best one. Solid work, I guess, Greengrass.
Okay, but look at Bourne 2 and 3.
Yes.
What happens in either of them? Give me a defining moment for both.
There's a lot of walking in between... like trolley cars in France or something.
Yeah,
and suddenly he's there, but then he's not there. And yep. then he's in a building.
Yep.
Maybe he's in the building across from where the Secret Service are or something.
Yes.
Whatever that is.
Which one's that in?
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, you're right.
They're solid.
Yeah.
But yeah, but I think as well now that, you know, there's a lot of movies kind of like Bourne now that have taken influence, including the James Bond franchise. Are people going to be as excited?
No.
Yeah.
No. Slapped in the face. Take that, Damon. Take that, Jeremy Renner, because you might have a cameo or something.
Yeah, so I guess that calls into question whether or not they're going to team those two up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, cool.
It'll be...
Matt Damon better start working out again. We'll talk about that later.
Yes, we will. But you know what? Last one was 2007.
Yep.
This is going to be 2016. 9 years. That's wow, that's time flies.
It will
fly when we get to that year.
Yeah.
It's only 7 years at this point.
Mm.
So yeah. Great stuff. I'll see it, but I don't care.
Right. Great. Yeah.
All right. Jared Leto or Leto.
Yep.
Leto.
Yeah, Jared the Toe.
Yes.
That's his gang nickname.
Yeah.
He's the Toe.
He's in talks.
Because he's all, like, if you're going to be in a knife fight with him, like, all the other gang members will just rush in, but he just dips in the toe. That's because he's quite timid.
Sure.
In a gang situation.
Being in a big gang fight is, you know...
Stressful.
Yeah. You've got reason to be timid.
Anyway.
But he's
quit the gang. He's quit the gang life.
He's going to do this acting gig full time now. Right. Which is good. But they're saying that he's in talks to play the Joker in the Suicide Squad.
Correct.
Apparently, Ryan Gosling was approached but didn't want to commit to multiple films. I would have thought Ryan Gosling would make, even though he's blonde, you could just brunette him. He'd make a great Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Don't you think?
But not a good Joker.
No, I don't think so. He's kind of big, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. He's big and he's not... What's a movie that he's been crazy
in? He's not very funny, is he?
Crazy Stupid Love. Yeah, he was crazy in that, certainly. Sure. Or he was Love?
He certainly wasn't stupid.
No, that was Steve Carell.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think he'd be better as like a Deadshot or something like that.
Like, he strikes me as... Because he's been in, you know, he was in Drive and he was in Only God Forgives. And there's lots of kind of super brutal murder in those.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. But those characters didn't have a lot of... They were like dead-eyed killers, and the Joker isn't a dead-eyed killer.
He's
a happy-go-lucky animated killer.
Yeah, exactly.
So Jared Leto, what's he been in recently?
He won an Oscar for Matthew McConaughey, AIDS movie one.
Dallas Buyers Club,
which I still
slap in the face of that film. Who cares what it's called? Oscar winner, schmoscar winner.
Yeah. So, but no, he's been in like Fight Club. He was in Panic Room where he had cornrows, which looked really odd because he's a very white, pretty man.
Yes.
Slap in the face.
There we go.
And he looks odd with cornrows. Yeah. But yeah. I think he's a great actor. And I think initially in his career, his kind of looks crippled him.
My So-Called Life.
I haven't seen it.
He was in that TV. It was like a coming-of-age TV show.
I thought
show
you just had like a mental break. You're like,
My So-Called Life. I'm just going to leap out this window. It was like a coming-of-age TV show with Claire Danes in it.
Okay, sure.
I think that was him. Doesn't matter. He was like the bad boy, you know?
He seems like he would be.
Yeah, definitely.
Just dipping his toe in a gang fight.
That's right.
Doing all that.
Yeah.
But, I think that's a very good choice.
Yes.
I just hope they don't... they won't do the Heath Ledger Scar thing.
Okay.
Which is good, I think.
Well, How do you know they're not going to do that?
I don't think they will. I think they'll go for a more classic kind of Joker.
Like
a new 52 Joker. Maybe not the torn off face. That's
too much.
Yeah.
Or maybe it isn't too much.
But if you're getting Jared Leto, you wouldn't tear his face off and then like you just...
Or wouldn't have you?
Oh man, good question.
I don't think they can go back to anything less than the scarred face though.
Oh really?
I reckon classic Joker is done for a really long time.
Oh really? Okay.
You know, like your Jack Nicholson. Ooh, maybe they could do the Frozen.
I don't like that. I think Jack Nicholson has a terrifying grin.
Yep.
Why CGI, not CGI, why put a weird prosthetic mouth on him? I think that takes away from his performance.
Okay, yeah.
And I know the point was that he's had surgery and they made him look like that. But I think, God, you know what? That would be a very hard acting role if you just had to smile the whole time. Like, smile insanely, as the Joker just does. Like, that's tough. Even for acting legend Jared Leto.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon it's going to be Scars again.
Okay.
I reckon we've locked in...
Scars.
Fingers crossed he won't just try and copy Heath Ledger.
I don't think he will. Okay. I think he's smarter than that. I think you're smarter than that.
Thank you. I think he's... Yeah, this is going to be more cartoony.
Yeah.
But I think it's still going to be Scars.
Okay.
Putting my money down.
We'll see, won't we?
We will.
I'm saying classic-y Joker. Okay. Like a Mark... No, no, I don't know. New 52 without the torn-off face.
Okay, right.
That's what I'm saying.
Good, love it.
Here we go. Also, Collider, this just came out because we're recording this very, very late. Normally the podcast is out by now.
Yep.
But...
We know. We got your tweets.
Collider is reporting that Margot Robbie is definitely playing Harley Quinn in this movie.
There we go, okay. Mm-hmm.
Great choice, I think.
Yeah. So do we think maybe Jared Leto as the Joker might just be a background role?
I think he might. I think I read somewhere that he might be the villain, like the Suicide Squad goes, fights the Joker.
Okay.
That, because you wouldn't put the Joker in the Suicide Squad. Well, I don't think, he's been in it, I don't know, can't remember. But he's too much of a lunatic. You couldn't kind of pen him in to make him do anything, even if you put a bomb in his head, which is what they do in that, don't they?
Yeah, it's always bombs.
Always bombs.
It's always bombs. Well, they put a scorpion in your backpack. That's what happens.
In a little glass jar.
Yeah, no, just loose. Just a loose scorpion.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, what do you think of that? Margot Roberts, she's Australian.
Mm-hmm.
She's Jane in the new Tarzan movie.
Oh, yes.
She's...
That'll do well, probably.
Mm.
No, it'll go down the Googler. Like all your John Carter of Mars and all your Phantoms and your...
And your Tarzan movies.
Yeah, like a Tarzan movie in 2014, 15, whenever it comes out.
Did you see the Tarzan one with Casper Van Diem?
No.
I'm sure I've said this before on the podcast.
Did it go straight to video?
No, it didn't. It was in like 97, 98. I went to the cinema.
That was Casper Van Diem time.
Yeah, boy, was it. And then he, there's a scene where he fights CGI skeletons.
Great.
In a temple. And even at the time, I remember going, that doesn't look very good. Like, at the peak late to mid-90s CGI.
When everybody thought, we can do this.
Yeah.
So we will.
Yeah. Maybe perfect it first. But I think they had to get... I think mid 90s CGI, with some exceptions, is like the Nintendo 64 of CGI.
Uh-huh.
That weird transition between 2D platforming and 3D platforming. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
everything looks like a terrible block.
Okay, but how were the bones? Were they like? Were they spotless?
I think they had a little bit of texture.
Okay, right.
But if I think, why not just do a Sinbad kind of thing? Stop motion looks way better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not now. Oh, maybe. Who cares? All right. Great. We like those things, don't we?
Boy, do we.
Yeah. Mark Wahlberg has been cast in a remake of the
loving it already.
Of the $6 million Man.
Okay.
It's called The $6 Billion Man.
Good.
Subtitle, Inflation's a Bitch. I've just written that here. Okay. But, yeah, what do you think? It is actually called $6 Billion Man. Because if they were like, this is a $6 Million Man, it'd be like, that's... It's pretty good. Like, he's got a new outfit and a new nice car. Yeah, but what do you think of that?
Mark Wahlberg is sort of the go-to guy for...
Yeah. Generic action.
It's fine. Yeah, exactly. He did okay in Transformers 4, so let's throw him
in. Did. He did do okay in that. Now, if I remember correctly, which I probably don't.
Yes, go ahead.
The original show, $6 Million Man, which I've seen very little of. He gets in an accident, loses his legs, loses an arm. Is it an eye?
One of his eyes, yeah.
Yeah. And then he can leap about.
In very slow motion, sure.
Yeah, sure.
He can do a lot of spectacular stunts that are really him just moving slowly in them. Little camera trick. There was a Bionic Woman TV series a few years ago.
Yeah.
Where it was similar, but they had to justify, like, she had two bionic legs, one bionic arm, but then there was like mesh all throughout her body and nanotechnology or whatever.
Sure.
To justify why, you know, she didn't just tear herself to pieces.
Oh, okay.
Because if you've got a bionic arm, you lift a car.
Yeah.
Your arm's coming off.
Yes, that's right.
There's no.
Or your body comes off your arm.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. That makes. So was there a bionic man, or the bionic man was the $6 million man?
The $6 million
okay.
man. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're not. They're the same thing. Okay.
Correct.
Gotcha.
Yes.
I remember hearing there was rumors a few years back, or talk of a movie called like the $600,000 man, where a man was repaired. It was like a comedy where he's kind of falling apart. He's got like. Uh-huh. Shitty technology in him, you know.
What happened to that?
I think it got turned into this. No, I don't know. Okay.
Does Jim Carrey own the rights to the $6 Million Man?
I don't know. Maybe.
That's what I've heard. That's
okay, sure. Are you looking that up right now?
Yes.
I'd love to know that.
Jim Carrey became attached to star in a 2003 project to be directed by... I haven't clicked the link, so who knows? Let's say Spielberg.
I want to know.
All right.
Click it.
All right. Okay, I'm going to click. There's an MTV link. Jim Carrey to play the $6 million man in New Flick. MTV. And MTV's never wrong.
No. That would have been like a just a Bruce Almighty kind of comedy, I'd imagine.
Well, they've mentioned Bruce Almighty. That was his last film in 2000 and whatever. Old school director Todd Phillips.
Okay, sure.
So this was going to be a wacky... I'm going to say it was going to be like a Starsky and Hutch kind of...
Yeah, yeah.
Funny thing. You know, funny.
I know funny, I understand.
Yeah, you'd have a tracksuit on, probably. Had a blue tracksuit from the 70s, you know.
Great.
Yeah, okay. Actually, yeah, and Phillips did do Starsky and Hutch. So there you go.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
There you go. That was a thing.
But then Carrie will next be seen in Eternal Sunshine and Spotless Mind. So clearly he went on to other stuff.
That's a very good movie.
Yeah.
We've talked about it before.
Anyway, MTV.com, slap in the face. Way to get that real wrong.
Now, we're going to come back to Interstellar, of course.
Okay.
It's probably in the name of this podcast, I don't know, for this week. I'll probably put it in. But there's something I want to talk to. So we're talking about Nolan now. I want to talk about something else, and we'll come back to Nolan.
Okay, I'm ready.
So it was said that Nolan was asked to include a post-credits zinger. Stinger?
Both. No, let's say zinger.
Let's say zinger. At the end of Man of Steel. He was, of course, producer on Man of Steel. Uh-huh. He doesn't do any of that stuff anymore. He's dropped all comic book films.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently...
What does he think? He's better than us? He does.
He is.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, he said in reaction to that, a real movie wouldn't do that, right? That's what they say that he said.
Oh, yes.
Initially. And people, like, lost their minds when, like, that was said. Like, how dare you, blah, 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 you know, bloody DC, Marvel, whatever, right? Yep. But then he actually clarified this and said, I would never say someone else's film isn't a real film. That quote is inaccurate.
Oh.
So there you go.
I bet he said it in that British way he has.
Yes.
That quote is inaccurate. And then he closed the door in his Bentley.
Yeah.
And he went like 10 feet down the road and then it broke down. Well, this is awkward.
So, yeah, I can't imagine to be the kind of guy that would say that. Not publicly.
No, definitely not.
But maybe he did say it, but I doubt it. But even then, I think well handled, just be like, that's not true. Shut up.
Hmm.
Not like that. He said it more British, obviously,
sure,
like
yeah.
you said.
Uh-huh.
But yeah. And we'll come back to him. Star Wars Episode 7, Mason,
ooh.
Has not only wrapped production.
Ooh.
I mean, they'll probably still do pickup things.
Ooh, pickups. Yep.
But the title was also...
Overdubs. ADR.
The title was revealed as Star Wars...
The Force Awakens.
Yeah, what do you think?
It's fine.
Yeah, it is.
It's not as dumb as The Phantom Menace.
No. It's fine, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fine.
It's not, I feel like it's not very, it doesn't sound as Star Warsy kind of the way that the other ones are.
Yeah.
Like A New Hope,
there's
Empire Strikes
something.
Back,
yeah.
yeah, whatever. But it's fine.
Yeah.
Whatever. I people have drawn comparisons between that and The Force Unleashed. Like it sounds...
Because it's got the force.
It's got both the force, the same in force in it.
Yeah.
What do you?
Two of the same words.
That's right. What do you think, though?
Yes.
Obviously, this isn't real. But Star Wars use the force? Question mark. Like, what
oh,
do you
that'd
think?
Be good. I'd like that.
I'd like that.
What are you saying? That's obviously not real. I reckon that'll be eight. Use the force.
Yeah. I'm excited for Star Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How bad could it be?
Really bad.
Based on
really
all the six films that have come out and how good or bad they are.
Yeah. Yeah. I think when we do Star Wars episode, when we do the Star Wars episodes, which we will, we'll do one week, we'll do original trilogy, and the next week we'll do the prequels. We'll break it up like that.
Great.
So, yeah. You look really happy.
I'm so happy. Which will get more downloads? Because I think people...
I think the prequels.
I think people appreciate when we rubbish something.
Yeah, I know. So, yeah. Well, we're good at it, aren't we?
We're real good at it. We'll pick away at something. We'll pick a scab.
Yeah.
You know we will.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
All right, but this week, of course, we're going to be talking about Interstellar, because that's barely the news for this week.
Oh.
And how Interstellar is a movie both of us saw at the cinema.
We did.
50 million US opening, but it wasn't the number one film. I think Big Hero 6 is going to beat it out, which isn't out here till December, like 26th or something.
Yeah, because basically, we get screwed whenever if it's a movie that is skewed towards kids.
Yeah,
we get it during the school holidays.
Yeah, so but you're right. That's
we miss it. So it's Lego Movie. Yeah, this Lars von Trier's Nymphomaniac. All those films.
All the good ones.
Yep.
Luckily, yeah, that's not really our forte or our area on this podcast, is it? Really?
What, Big Hero 6?
No, that is.
Oh, right, yeah.
But kids' movies in general.
Yeah, totally. Yeah,
I enjoy kids' movies. Mm. But yeah, and $80 million internationally. So that's they're good numbers.
Yeah,
totally. Like 50 million. I mean, what a big box office weekend if the $50 million movie is the second biggest movie.
Yeah.
Like that's pretty.
They should really spread these movies out.
Sure.
Why do we get so much? Why do we get good movies all in the one block and then garbage for the rest of the year? What's going on there?
I don't know. What was the first good movie of this year that you like blockbustery kind of thing?
I can't even remember.
I think it might have been Captain America.
Okay. We
decided that, or maybe X Men, whichever one came first, or Spider Man.
Yeah,
it's fine.
It is.
A lot of people hate it. I don't. It's fine. Mm. All right. What format did you see it in? People like see it in IMAX 70mm film classically, or never go to a movie ever again.
Well, I guess I'm never going to, because I saw it in regular size screen.
Yeah, you saw it at the Nova,
I did.
Yeah, yeah.
The pokey little indie cinema at the Nova.
I like the Nova,
In Melbourne, which is kind of, it's for hip dudes.
It sure is.
But I went because there was like a frozen yogurt choc top that I like.
Oh, they do those, do they? They
put
chocolate on top of it?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know about chocolate and
all right, fine. It was white chocolate.
Yogurt.
It's white chocolate.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, okay, good.
White chocolate's also not real chocolate.
Shut up. We'll not have this discussion on here.
I saw it in VMAX.
Oh, yes.
Which is like... Well,
it's
you
not
know
quite an IMAX.
It's not... I would even say it's just a little bit bigger than a regular screen.
Yeah.
It's not...
The enclosure that it's in is quite large.
Yeah.
But the screen is the same size.
Yeah, it feels that way. Because I always thought that it was pretty like half an IMAX. But then when I saw Guardians of the Galaxy this year, I walked in, I'm like, holy shit. Like, these are really big.
Yeah.
And I'm really close. Mm. So, no, it's not. But, you know, it was big enough that... Spectacle or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
There was enough spectacles.
Yeah.
Do you think there is... I never feel the urge when they're like, you have to see this in IMAX. I'm like, I don't have to, and I won't. Because it's a hassle to go and see an IMAX film, I find.
Uh-huh.
It's more expensive. I've got to go further. You know what I mean? What do you think?
It's a very rare film that I will have to see in IMAX,
yeah.
I think. I've only ever seen... like two films in IMAX, I think so. Yeah.
One was Guardians of the Galaxy and one was like in the mid-90s. It was like a 3D spectacular thing.
Uh-huh.
It was...
Creatures of the Rainforest?
No, he was a mad scientist.
Oh, yes.
And his idea was he wanted to bring...
Remember... This sounds educational.
It's not.
It sounds
It wasn't. I would rather see like a Whales of the Deep thing or fucking whatever. I would rather see that. And his idea, he wanted to bring back... to life his favorite TV hostess. You know, like those Morticia kind of horror.
Oh, yeah, like an Elvira.
Yeah, Elvira, that's the one.
Yep.
And then, and the end of it was, I don't remember what happened in between, but the end of it was he brought her back and she sung a song. And I was like, it was nothing. Like, no. I don't even.
I don't think this really exists.
No, no, it exists. And you know what? I don't know what it's called, but.
Because it doesn't exist. Email in with funny titles you think this made up film could be called, listeners.
So I guess I've only seen one film in IMAX.
Correct.
Okay, well, there we go. Why don't you set the scene for Interstellar, Mason? What's it about, I guess?
Oh, I finally found out what it was about.
Yeah.
Well...
Also, we're going to go spoiler-free, then we're going to go spoilers.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So it's the Earth.
Yes.
Earth.
Good start.
The Earth is dying. All the crops are dying because of the blight.
The blights.
They've run out of wheat.
Yep. Oats.
They've run out of oats.
Rice,
run out of Hall & Oates.
Hall & Oates, yes.
All the CDs have been struck by the blight.
Rice, that kind of stuff.
We're down to corn.
Down to corn.
But that's on the way out too.
I like corn.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
I don't know if it's all I want to eat though.
No.
Yeah. Mm. But anyway, so exactly. So they're looking for other planets that they can grow all the corn they want.
Correct.
Blight free.
Go corn crazy on those planets.
Yeah. They don't really get into what it is exactly. Or why it's happening. They don't say whether it's environmental or it's a man-made thing.
And we never really find out what year it is either.
No, I feel like it's a... Well, that's a question that's up that I've got for later. I feel like it's probably about 40, 50 years from now.
Okay.
Give or take.
Also, I'm going to
Because technology doesn't advance that much.
Yeah. So. I'm going to make a lot of unkind comparisons in this when we talk about it. Not necessarily... I'm not judging the movie based on these comparisons.
Yes.
I'm just saying the vibe that I got.
Okay, sure.
And this... It's set in this... All the Earth scenes are set in this weird semi-rural Middle America that is like all the semi-rural Middle America scenes in Transformers 4.
Okay.
I don't know. It's just a vibe, I guess.
It's the vibe you got, yeah. Sure.
I mean, less racist.
Yes, sure.
Less wacky physical humor.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, but that's fair though, I think.
Uh-huh.
But so yeah, then Matthew McConaughey has to go to another planet with some people to get through a wormhole to get more... planets.
Correct.
Yeah, so there you go.
We have nailed that.
Look, okay, performances. Why don't we start there?
Yeah, okay. I thought they were good.
Yep.
I enjoyed them.
Yep.
People say that Christopher Nolan is not good with characters.
Yeah.
He's not good with building relationships.
Yeah.
I thought this was pretty good.
Yeah.
But for a while.
Okay.
Then it got a little schmaltzy.
It did get some schmaltz.
Towards the end. Yeah.
He doesn't handle that very well either.
No.
Like, I think in general, he's not a very kind of sentimental kind of director.
I think that, yeah, I think
very British.
I think there's quite a jarring, like, gear change.
Okay.
We'll talk about it in spoilers.
There's
a Bentley style gear grind sort of in the second act.
Okay.
Towards the end of the second act.
Yeah.
That I think illustrates that he's not really good with that. In the past, a lot of the Nolan films haven't really relied on that.
No.
Like, Memento is more... There's characters in it.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah, you remember the characters in that film.
Yes.
But they're more kind of noir characters. They're all bad guys, more or less.
Yeah.
And they're just sort of... They're chewing the scenery a little bit.
Yeah.
And this one, it's more... You know, there's actual human emotion.
Mm.
I think all the actors do well in it.
Yeah.
With what they've got.
Okay, sure.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah. Even Anne Hathaway. A lot of people hate Anne Hathaway.
Apparently she took a year off from... Just movies in general, because people hate her.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you hate Anne Hathaway?
No, she's
I don't
fine.
Hate her at all.
Seems lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
Mm.
But anyway, I'd love to know. Actually, if people could tweet me, if you hate Anne Hathaway, why do you hate Anne Hathaway?
I think she's one of those people that people have decided they hate.
Okay.
And no matter what they do, no matter what she does, they will sort of engineer... that into some hatred for her.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I feel like, yeah, she hasn't... Like, I understand if someone's like, I hate Kim Kardashian. I don't hate Kim Kardashian, but I'm like, yeah, I can see, of course.
Right, right, right.
But I don't see it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think my microphone's falling.
Ugh.
In love with me.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about the little girl?
Good.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, not annoying.
No.
I think the best compliment you can give to a child actor in a film is not annoying.
Yeah.
Don't want to punch him.
Don't want to punch him. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, all the crew, Michael Caine.
He Michael Caine's it up.
Yeah, knocks it out of the park or does exactly what he's supposed to do.
He mumbles some lines.
He does, doesn't he? But yeah, what about Tetris the robot?
Yeah, it's... Look, I think it's a testament to the building of the world that everybody didn't immediately just burst out laughing when we see the robots in the film. Is that a spoiler relay in the trailers or anything like that?
You can't see them in the trailer. It's kind of walking. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because they're vending machines, essentially.
Essentially, yes.
They're like big...
Well, they're a nod to the monolith in 2001 Space Odyssey.
Right.
They're incredibly impractical.
They're incredibly impractical. Also, we discover they're quite... They're quite versatile, yeah. like a utility kind
yeah,
of
like
way.
Yeah, like a Swiss Army knife.
Yeah, the Swiss Army knife. They're fast when they need to be fast.
Yes.
They've got a lot of Swiss Army knife gimmicks in them.
Yeah, mostly just making blocks that can lift things.
But why are they vending machines though? They're ridiculous. Why don't they look like anything else?
You know what? I think
why aren't they drones? Why aren't they humanoid?
Yeah.
Anything.
I think I appreciate it.
Why is this the only piece of technology that's evolved? Like, the laptops look pretty good, I'll grant you.
Sure. No, I think they were around, like, I don't think there is any really new technology in this, or not much.
Except for the Tetris robots.
But even then, I think they're like 10, 15 years old.
Right.
Because he says, when he meets one for the first time, this isn't a spoiler, he's like, I thought these were decommissioned because these are from...
Yeah.
These are military...
Right.
Tetris blocks.
But where is the rest of the technology in that world?
In NASA.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, they talk about it because they get rid of it. Actually, we'll talk about this in spoilers,
okay, cool.
I think.
Right.
We'll come back to that.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to write that down. Good. Where's the technology at?
Thank you, good.
Okay, special effects then. We talked about this a few weeks ago. 500 special effects shots.
Uh-huh.
Everything else was practical.
Yeah.
Including things like... when they were in the spaceship on the interior, they'd rear screen space on the outside so the actors look out. And
so the actors aren't just looking at a piece of paper with an X on it.
Yeah. Which is, you don't notice.
That's a wormhole! No, it's a piece of paper with an X on it.
Acting's hard.
Yeah.
But I think that's, I mean, you know, there's nothing in particular. Like, a lot of the stuff you'd be like, well, you could just do that CGI, but I think it all helps.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like the idea that people go out of their ways and use miniatures, and most of those robots was practical.
Yeah,
except when he's moving quite fast.
But
like, even I think like the slow walk that they do, that is practical and
practically ridiculous. Slap in the face, robot designer. Slap in the face.
No, I liked though that. We'd never really seen anything like that, even though it is ridiculous, yes. But
there's a reason we haven't seen.
But everything looks like an iRobot robot now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I do, yes.
And I just don't... I think I like seeing something different.
Okay.
Even though, yes, ridiculous, impractical. A lot of personality in that Tetris block, though.
Yeah, I guess so.
A lot of sass.
Who was the voice of that? It's somebody famous,
right? I thought it was Matt Damon initially.
Uh-huh.
But I'm going to come back to that.
Okay, right.
All right. Yeah, that's pretty great, though. I mean, there's a lot of stuff, like the giant wave, which is actually in the trailer.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, that's CGI and whatever. And,
you sure?
Well.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's pretty great. In a good way.
You know the movie, I mean? Or just the effects?
The effects.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
You weren't that impressed?
No, they at no point do they... throw you out of the film. You're
no.
Not like, oh, this is not...
Well, the CGI water throws me out every time.
Yeah, yeah.
Even that giant wave, I'm like, that's a... Because CGI water, I still don't think...
Right.
It's the last frontier of CGI.
Oh, yep.
Yeah.
Very true.
Yeah.
No, I thought the wave... Yeah, it looked real.
It was good enough.
Yeah, real good enough.
Good enough,
mate.
Yeah. All right. The soundtrack, right?
Yes.
I thought this was just me, so I didn't put it in my review. Uh-huh. I thought it was just the cinema I was in had made a mistake. It was so loud at points where I couldn't hear dialogue. Or like it was very overbearing because it was a lot of organ.
Yep.
So I'm like, that hurts a little bit.
Uh-huh.
But apparently that's not just me that's experienced that. How did you find that?
No, I was fine with that.
Okay, so maybe...
But I was in a again a little cinema with a epoxy sound system.
Yeah.
So.
They got two little laptop speakers set up.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, fair enough. That's fair enough. Yeah, but like the bits where like especially when they were like taking off and the engine's going and the music's playing and they're like shouting at each other. I'm just like, I can't hear this.
Mm.
I don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
What's happening, Michael Caine? Help me. But yeah, there you go. Yeah. Did you
Yes, I'm ready.
Have trouble following the film the way a lot of people not a lot of people, some people have.
No. When we get into the spoilers, there were some moments.
Yep.
I feel there were some leaps of logic.
Yes.
Certain characters take some leaps.
Yes.
Like, I don't think the plan they have is hard to follow.
No.
I don't think where Nolan goes with it is hard to figure out.
Okay.
But I think there are some gaps where some of the characters figure out... One character in particular figures something out.
Yeah.
And I have to wonder if I missed a context clue or something like that.
Okay, sure.
It just seems like they figured it out.
Okay.
They had an epiphany based on a nothing. And everybody had that epiphany at the same time throughout all of space and time.
All right, let's go spoilers from here.
Okay.
What is quick? Talk? Yeah.
Hang on, let's say, did we enjoy the film?
Okay, really, really enjoyed it a lot. Because this is right up my alley, this kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
I love this kind of stuff. I know it's flawed in parts and whatever, but I feel like people will look back kindly on this.
Okay.
I think it's getting bashed quite a lot, but I think people will look... No, not quite a lot. A lot of people do like it, but I think people will look back on this more fondly.
Interesting.
Except for the kind of love kind of stuff.
Okay. I kind of feel it might disappear a little bit. I reckon it'll fade away. I reckon people are still going to remember Memento and Inception and the Dark Knight films, but not so much. Okay, it was... I think the special effects are great.
Yep.
I think the performances are as good as they can be.
Yes.
I think people did well.
Yes.
I think there were a surprising number of kind of edge-of-my-seat moments.
Okay.
Where I'm like, this is actually quite exciting. I don't know where this is going to go, whatever.
Yeah.
I think there's probably too much plot in it.
Okay.
And it definitely was overlong. Yeah, score was not unbearable. It was fine.
Yep.
Quite a bit of it was plot wise, especially towards the end, quite a bit was very contrived.
Okay, sure. Yeah,
and it's, we'll spoiler it.
Okay.
We'll talk about that
right later. Here.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Boom. But I look, see it.
Yeah.
It's worth a watch.
Yeah.
It looks great.
Yeah.
People are great in it.
Yeah.
You may or may not like the ending.
Yes.
Even the last third act. But, yeah, see it.
Space.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
Okay. Right. Spoilers. Here we go. All right. Which bit are we going to spoil?
Well, you were talking about there was a jump in that you missed, and you were like, where
the
did
that... The daughter, the adult daughter...
Yes.
...goes back to the house...
Yes.
...where she grew up, the room, her childhood bedroom.
Yes.
She looks at the books, and she goes, oh, it was my dad all along. How does she figure it out?
Okay, fair point.
At no point does she just goes, oh, it was my dad all along.
You're right.
Yeah.
Because he even though he was conveying messages,
he
never explicitly said that it was him.
He couldn't, yeah. But she just takes in her childhood bedroom and says, oh, that was my dad.
Maybe I'll put that down to the only other thing aside from gravity that can transcend space and time is love.
Ugh. Ugh.
So, yeah, no, that's maybe there's another explanation for that. But no, because the three things he does is he sends a message to stay.
Uh-huh.
He sends a message in dust of the NASA headquarters.
Uh-huh.
And he sends into the watch. I guess you could say because it's his watch and he gave it to her, she makes that leap.
Yeah, but she makes the leap before she sees it.
Like she does too. And then she goes to the watch thinking that there's something more to it. And,
right.
Yeah.
But at no point, she doesn't see it activating and doing the thing and go, oh, it's Morse code, dad, Morse code.
Yeah.
It must have been dad all along.
Yeah.
She makes the connection and then he puts his magic fifth dimensional mojo into the watch.
Yeah.
And then she takes the watch and she goes.
Okay, sure. Yeah. Yep, that's fair.
Yeah.
Love.
Here's the thing, and this is what I don't really care for in the movie.
Okay.
It's humanity's future.
Yes.
Decides they want humanity in the past to survive so they can survive in the future.
Yeah, sure.
So, wait, here we go. You'll need to edit some pauses out here while I get the old brain in gear. The best they can do is create a wormhole at the edge of
Saturn or
normal
whatever.
Human space.
Yeah.
Wait. Okay, so the plan of future humanity is, right? They need to get some astronauts through the wormhole to another galaxy.
Yeah.
Right? To a black hole.
Yeah.
Singularity, assuming that somebody, some daredevil, some Matthew McConaughey-esque daredevil is going to go into the singularity.
People had done it. They'd tested it prior to sending the 13 through.
Right.
Because then they sent things through. They're like, oh, they survive on the other side. And I don't think it's a black hole in the strictest sense because it's manufactured.
Right. Yeah.
It should just suck everything into
it. Yeah. Like the black holes, the current thinking on a black hole is not that it is a portal to another dimension.
No, it'll just...
It just crushes everything so small, like that it becomes two-dimensional and it has near infinite space within it.
Yes.
So it can just keep sucking everything in.
Physics nerds, please email Mason if that's wrong.
Or if it's... No, don't. Please don't. So what you're saying is the wormhole is manufactured.
Yeah.
The black hole and the singularity is also manufactured.
Yeah, it's all part of it.
Why can't they do that closer to Earth?
Yeah, I don't know.
Why is it relying on...
traveling 2 years.
Traveling years and then losing decades of time.
Yeah.
And then the best they can do is send him through the singularity to a fifth dimensional realm.
Yeah.
Which is focused entirely on his child's bedroom back on Earth.
In some weird nightmare kaleidoscope dimension.
Through which he can only transmit messages through Morse code and gravity and watches.
Yes.
If their technology is so amazing, the technology of this future humanity, which could be hundreds of thousands or millions of years in the future, why can they only communicate through it cryptically?
I don't know, because I guess it's a paradox, right?
It is a paradox, because if humanity survives...
Yeah.
There had to be a chicken egg. Yeah, there had to be a future scenario in which humanity didn't survive.
Yes, but that's comes down to what theory of time travel you adhere to.
Right. Okay. Good.
Okay.
Fantastic.
which I don't want to get into because I don't understand it.
Right. Because here's Earth without the influence of future humanity.
Mm-hmm.
Earth runs out of crops. There's no wormhole to another galaxy.
Yep.
Everyone dies.
Yes.
That's it.
Yep.
There's no future humanity.
Yeah.
So they can't create a wormhole in the past.
I guess if you look at it from the theory of existence, that everything is happening at the same time and time is only us observing it.
Ugh.
If everything's happening at the same time and they've mastered fifth dimensional physics.
Yes.
Everything that has happened and will happen is already happening at exactly the same point in time.
But it wouldn't have happened.
But there's no time. But there's... It's not so much time travel as in everything is happening at the same point in time.
Okay.
Fuck.
No, I understand. I understand that.
Yeah, but yeah. So basically, because everything's happening at once, them creating the wormhole and the planet dying and it being the future and it being the past, that is all happening at the same time. So there wasn't a point where that happened first, because everything happened at the same time and is happening at the same
time. But the future part, even bearing in mind, let's say they all exist on a flat plane, that future part, let's say that future piece of geography, because it's not time, we're not talking about time anymore, that couldn't have existed.
Yeah, but I don't know, man.
So now we're... Look, maybe they're from a parallel universe.
Sure.
I don't know.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is, if you think about it too hard, it doesn't work.
Somebody
and I'm
had
sure
to
people
go...
out there will be like, no, I've thought about it hard and it does work.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
Yeah, but I guess it is. That is something that has always happened. There was never a point where it didn't happen.
Uh-huh.
If that... I don't know.
Mm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Exactly. Look, I think he's overreached here.
Okay.
I think he's gone, look, in Memento... You know, it was about memories and loss of memories. And
going into dreams.
Going into... Yes, exactly. And you know...
Fighting Bane.
Yeah. And, it, you know, memories, loss of memories, and, you know, people's memories being manipulated, and what is reality in the sense of memories.
Yes.
In Inception, it's a bigger step.
Yeah.
It's instead of manipulating somebody who can't remember things, it's actually...
Yeah.
Creating memories in people's minds, it's a bigger step.
And I think maybe Inception gets a pass because that is not based on anything real. So you can just make up whatever rules.
Exactly.
But for this, the theories of time travel and time travel being a thing,
yes,
there are theories on it. So there are going to be holes in it.
Wormholes.
Yes, wormholes. As to why they didn't put it near Earth, you just shouldn't put a wormhole near a planet.
No, you shouldn't put a wormhole near a planet. But surely... I don't understand why, if they have this incredible technology, there isn't an easier way. It's the same problem I have with Looper. And I know we had to go back to Looper, but... Okay, here's the test. If you existed in that world, how long would you wait until you went, hey, hang on a second?
Hmm.
And that's the problem with Looper.
Yeah.
Like, if you're a Looper...
Yeah.
You'd be in that world for a week, and you'd go, why do they even need us? Like, if you could time travel somebody back into a volcano.
Yes.
There's no need for us to exist. Similarly with this.
To close the loop? No.
No. Yeah, no point. With this, you'd be like, why doesn't he... They have this technology.
Yeah.
Why is there no simpler option?
Yeah.
Like, if once we know that this isn't, you know, a random chance, this has been built by aliens or something.
Yeah.
Come on, guys. Give us an easier option, guys. There's no clue as to why they're being so cryptic.
Maybe the point is that it's part of the struggle. It's like why you don't help, like
like a real poor guy who's on the street. You don't give him any money because you're a monster.
I was going to use the example of a butterfly out of a cocoon, because if you don't, it doesn't gain strength from breaking out and then it dies.
Yeah, but who does gain strength in this? Just Matthew McConaughey.
And building spaceships.
No. No, because also building those spaceships to get everybody on Earth off Earth.
Yeah.
Very difficult,
yes,
one would imagine.
Sure.
So just give them the equation.
Yep. Okay.
And I guess you could say, well...
maybe this was their way to give the equation. How else would they have found that unless somebody... they sent it to two people directly? I mean, there are many ways.
And I guess
crack it into a cyborg.
I guess the obvious answer would be they don't want to alter the timeline.
Sure.
But they've already done that.
Yeah. Well, I guess, but in history, in their history or whatever, they'd be like, the way this always happens is Matthew McConaughey and his daughter transmit that information. Mm. That has always been the way it is. We do not know why. That's how we do it.
Yeah, okay.
Why it happened in the first place?
Uh-huh.
Fucked if I know.
Right. Good. Anyway, what I'm saying is...
Loop is great.
No, I've never said that. What I'm saying is that I think... this concept they've overreached.
Okay,
I like the idea of this, this tesseract, this place where all time happens at the same time.
Yeah.
Good, great.
Yep.
I think it's been misused.
Okay, sure. Yeah. All right, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I'm nothing if not fair.
It's fair that you didn't understand this movie.
Oh, no. Oh, I look like a real dumbo now.
No, not at all. Speaking of, remember we're talking about the technology and why, what level are we at? Why?
Yeah.
I think basically what's happened is, because they talk about how the lunar landing was faked and they're basically, I think they're getting rid of technology. And they kind of mention this. John Lithgow talks about how there's a different doodad every week and whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, like that kind of John Lithgow impersonation. But I think about 10, 15 years prior, they go, we need farmers, we need agriculture, we need people on the ground doing that stuff. We don't need to be preoccupying ourselves with space travel and whatever.
Uh-huh.
We've got stuff going on here. We've got to save our own planet.
Yes.
So NASA and whatever is pointless.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think about 15 years prior, they stopped. I mean, I think it was already slowing.
But they stopped innovation.
Yes.
And they put in a lot of propaganda to suggest that space travel's a waste of time.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm. Which I guess it is when you think about it.
Yeah, it's dumb. It's real dumb.
So that's what I think.
Okay.
Yeah. You mentioned the edge of your seat moments.
Yes.
Did you feel like there was a lot of sense of urgency, in particular that first planet they go to where time is 1 hour is 7 years?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Was that one of those moments for you?
Yeah,
initially. Or was it the big wave?
It was the time initially.
Yeah.
Well, they did seem to dawdle quite a bit.
They did, yeah.
There's a lot of dawdling.
Yeah.
They probably didn't have to land, really.
No.
Probably could have just flown over
there. I mean, like, this doesn't look habitable because everything's underwater.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No, good point.
Edge of seat moments. Well, there was that chase. It was that Matt Damon chase. That's quite tense.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Why was Matt Damon? What did you think about Matt Damon suddenly? It was weird because I saw my brother. I turned to him and I said, is that robot the voice of Matt Damon?
Uh-huh.
Not knowing that it's not.
Right.
Not knowing that Matt Damon. That was a bit where they were taking off and I couldn't hear anything.
Uh-huh.
And then not knowing that he was in it, Matt Damon turns up. And I was like, oh my God. Ah! Like that.
I yelled. My eyes.
Yeah.
Yep.
But he said he ran out of food.
Oh, don't know about that, mate. Good boy. Oh, it's interesting. Actually, you know, it's interesting that hypersleep was taken as given in this.
Sure.
Like in a lot of movies, it's, you know, some people just die on the... You get cryogenicized and then maybe you die.
Yeah.
You know? But in this, just wake them up.
Yeah.
Let's go to sleep.
Yeah.
And then wake up a little later.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
It didn't seem... they were in water. I don't think they were frozen over or anything either.
No.
I think it was just water in a sheet.
Oh, yeah, that's it, yeah.
That's all you need, mate.
That's right. Okay, so anyway, Matt Damon.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. not the performance of his career, but it was fine.
It was fine. And yeah. I think as well, I think as soon as he kind of woke up, and or even when they landed on their planet, I was like, this isn't right.
Yeah, exactly. Did you think there needed to be a villain in this?
Not necessarily, but I think it, because it's a movie that's supposed to appeal to a mass audience and whatever, and I think, you know, I think it's okay. I don't think he needed to explain his plan. I think he could have just got there and he's like, listen, I completely lied to you guys.
Yeah.
I want to get out of here.
Yeah.
I think that would have been like, fuck you, but okay. Right. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't need to,
yeah,
to like do this elaborate lie and then try to kill Matthew McConaughey and, and blow up the whatever. I don't, I didn't think that was really necessary.
Yeah.
I mean, he's completely insane. So I guess there's that. But yeah.
Space madness.
Space madness. He's got space dementia.
Yes.
Have you seen that? Armageddon. Steve Buscemi gets space dementia. Okay. Sorry, go on.
So we were talking about some of the sequences are too long.
Yep.
There's too much story in it.
Okay.
I understand structurally why they need, you know, they need to go to one planet and it's uninhabitable.
Yeah.
Then they need to go to Matt Damon's planet and he tries to kill them. And then there's one planet left over. Yeah. And that's the good one.
Yeah.
Too much planet stuff.
Too much planet stuff. Okay.
I ultimately, they should have cut out a planet, but I understand why there needed to be three.
I think.
I think that there was.
I think it was nice to see some diversity. You had a water planet.
Yep.
You had an ice planet.
You had a regular planet.
Regular planet. Mm. Man, you wouldn't go. You wouldn't even go to the ice planet. You'd look at that from above and be like, "That's all ice." Also, there's doesn't look like there's a lot of oxygen there because we're wearing all our stuff all the time.
Sure.
Even though he said that there was a pocket and whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what you do, though? If you were Matt Damon...
Oh, yes.
You wouldn't send out that signal for one. You freeze yourself and you'd go, you know what? Eventually someone will wake me up. Eventually. It might be like a billion years. But either this will fail and I'll die.
Yeah.
Or someone will eventually wake me up.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I've never had space craziness. So
that's true, yeah.
It's hard for me to
you're
say.
You're looking at this through the pure lens of logic. So.
Yeah. Right. I liked the... The way there was like a sense of kind of isolation and loneliness and all that kind of, you know, I felt even on like the stuff on Earth, you get that with his daughter as well as him being in space and the fact that they, I think they really conveyed that the sense of distance and time that was, that was separating everything. Like that was, I think they really did that really, really well.
Look, on the one hand, I'm glad that she didn't become a delinquent, like some sort of like teenage gang member, like a Jared Leto kind of situation. But I was talking about Contrive earlier.
Yeah.
Everything was really wrapped up in a neat little bow by the end.
Yeah.
Like...
Some people say last 15 minutes. Cut that out. What do you think?
Yeah, probably.
Okay,
yeah.
Sure.
Like, McConaughey even managed to make it back to humanity.
Yeah.
Like that, how convenient was that?
Well, there was a manufactured wormhole.
Yeah, I know, but, but there was... Yeah.
You're right. He didn't have to, did he?
No,
he could have been smushed to pieces in there.
Yeah. There could have been one sacrifice.
Yeah.
I mean, Wes Bentley was killed by that giant wave, but that's not the point.
That was on him, though.
Yeah, that was really...
Be faster, Wes Bentley.
Come on,
please.
Mate.
Yeah. I think he's turning up again, that Wes Bentley, isn't he?
Yeah.
He kind of disappeared for a while.
He
but
did, yeah.
Since he can grow a sweet beard, people are like, oh, he's got something else.
Beards are back in. Let's do this.
Beards are back in, yeah.
Yeah, no, it was definitely... I don't think everybody should have gotten closure in this film.
Okay,
not
sure.
Only did he survive and he made it through... You know, the singularity conveniently dumped him back to Earth.
Yeah.
You know, not only can the wormhole do it, but the singularity can also do it.
Not only that, but the exact point in time when that ship is there as well. Because that dumped him at Saturn.
Yeah, yeah.
So...
Yeah.
And at the exact amount of years that have passed that his daughter would still be alive and be there. Or would... She could get there.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Mm. Fair point.
And then he can go and he can find Anne Hathaway.
To be fair, though, Batman got closure. So why can't Matthew
McConaughey? Yeah, and I really like that Batman got closure, so yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. I don't know, for whatever reason, I feel that his non-Batman movies, people shouldn't get closure. I don't know why that is.
Okay, sure, yeah.
Like, I think Memento...
Everyone but Batman shouldn't get
I feel
closure.
Memento... these universes, like with Batman, he has to sort of obey the conventions of the genre.
Yeah.
And he can't have, you know, he can't have Batman be killed at the end of Batman.
Yeah.
He could, but he's not going to.
Yeah.
Because they won't let him.
No, you're probably right, yeah.
But with, you know, with Memento or Inception or whatever, he's built this entire universe. Yeah. There can be some casualties.
Sure. Inception, he gets closure.
Yeah. Does he?
Well,
we got a lot of emails. We got a lot of emails.
Did we?
And tweets this week.
Oh, about?
About the token.
Oh, the token. No, we did. You're right. Yeah, yeah. We'll talk about that at some point. Maybe. Okay. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe we'll do like alternate fan theories.
Is it an alternate theory or was it Nolan's intention? So for those who don't know, we talked about Inception last week.
Yes.
And, you know, the question, the ending is left ambiguous apparently as to whether he's still awake or in a dream.
But I think, again, he gets closure regardless of whether it is or not.
Because, you know, we're led to believe that he's the totem that proves whether he's awake or in a dream is the spinning top.
Yeah.
But a lot of people have tweeted us that
there is an old top hat.
Yeah.
That he wears.
A lot of people have tweeted us that it might be a fan theory, but it might be Nolan's actual intention that his totem is his wedding ring.
Yeah.
He only wears it when he's in a dream.
Yeah.
When he's awake and in real life, he's not wearing it.
Yeah.
Because he's moved on.
Yeah.
And when the last time we see his hands is when he's in the airport going to see his children and he's not wearing the wedding ring. So it's implied he is awake.
Okay.
So if theory is true, then Nolan has definitively said that the ending is real.
Yeah. So Nolan saying it's real and this fan theory both point to it being real.
Mm.
And Batman was in that cafe at the end.
He was definitely in that cafe. It was not a dream.
Do you think, some people have said as well, at the end of Dark Knight Rises, it should have been Alfred sits down.
Yes.
He looks up.
Yeah.
He smiles at something.
A little smile.
And then it cuts. So you see Bruce Wayne.
I reckon, how about this? He sits down in the cafe. He looks
chair
around,
breaks.
Right little smile. Look of shock, batarang to the head, fade to black.
Yeah, sure. I'll be happy with that.
Uh-huh.
What about all the... We're talking about the love stuff. Like, the meshing of love and science is tricky.
Yeah, that's the gear change I was talking about earlier. Like, Nolan, you know, he's got the science, he's got the logic, he's got the high concepts that he's good at.
Yeah.
He's built this world and it's great.
Mm.
And then on the other hand, he's got human interaction, which is not for him because he's a British robot man. And I think they've combined the two, and it comes out when Anne Hathaway has the speech about love and how love connects people throughout the whole universe.
Time and space and blah, blah, blah. Okay, look, at the time as well, I thought that. But then also I think, was she just having a mental break?
Yeah, maybe.
Because it's never really confirmed that love is the thing that binds everything together. I mean, it is or whatever. But like, it also, even if there's no love there, the story would have ended the same way, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, sort I guess of? So. Yeah.
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 I don't know. That nightmare book world was weird, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. I guess you don't want to see him trapped in that world forever.
I do.
I mean, he can't even read the books.
No.
You know?
Yeah, that was... When he dropped into that, I was like, oh, this has gone full 2001. Because that was definitely like, oh, this is my 2001
right.
spinning through time and space moment or whatever.
Mm.
But yeah. Someone said, and I can't remember who, I don't know what they said to me, I read it in a comment, Nolan can't film a fight scene.
Right, okay. Unless it's in a spinning hallway.
Then that's absolutely fine. I would like a traditional fight scene. I think the fight scenes in Batman get better. I think even though the Bane-Batman fight, it's very kind of meat and potatoes. Just two guys just kind of socking each other. And there's no quick cuts. It's just heavy hitting.
Uh-huh.
And this is just... I remember when you see Matt Damon and Matthew McConaughey fighting. And they're not supposed to be fighters. And they're in big clunky space suits.
Uh-huh.
You see them, they pan right out. And you just see them at a distance just kind of just rolling around.
Yeah.
And I turned to my brother and I went, action. Like, you know. But it would go like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess so.
But I think you're probably right about the fight sequences. Mm. That sequence in Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah.
It's. I don't think it's good.
Okay, sure.
And it's
supposed to be in the dark, but it's very clear.
Yeah, but it's also in that scene, Batman doesn't learn from any of his mistakes. He throws out a whole bunch of gimmicks, and then. Bane, like he
does
Bane,
this punch,
the U-shaped double punch, and clearly Bane can take a punch. He's clearly more than this weakened Batman can handle.
Yeah,
Batman doesn't immediately run.
You should stab him at that point.
Yeah,
he's not stab proof, is he?
Certainly not stab proof.
Yeah, you're right. And Batman would run.
Smoke grenade, grappling hook, get out of there.
Batman is not adverse to running.
Correct.
Yeah, like he's.
Yeah,
you won't...
but you're right about the fight sequences.
Yeah,
the action in Inception is good.
Yeah,
But you're right, there's no fist fights or anything really. There's the novelty spinny hallway fight, which I enjoy a lot. But
yeah, fair enough. Like, he can do gunplay and he can do big action set pieces, but maybe not hand-to-hand stuff so much. Dark Knight's all right when he fights the Joker. It's fine.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, okay, sure. Cool. I was going to say, emotional moments for you, though. What were the big kind of emotional moments for you? Obviously, you loved the Anne Hathaway mental break.
Yes.
But
probably the messages from home. They were quite
good. That was good. Yeah. And that was a real roller coaster. Because Casey Affleck's like, look at my son. And then the next video is like,
Don't look at my son. You can't look at my son anymore. Is he gone or something?
Yeah. And that, like, can you imagine? McConaughey's been gone like 3 hours. And then he comes back and he gets that all at once.
True.
Like, that's rough. So, yeah. I liked the bit at the end, even though it was in that, I guess, the unnecessary last 15 minutes. I didn't actually mind the last 15 minutes. It was fine. But, where he sits with his daughter and he finally gets to see her and they're talking or whatever. And she's like, you know what? You should go.
Right.
Which is just kind of like, it's a point where he realizes that when she's also clearly realized years ago that she doesn't need him anymore. She's got her own family.
Right.
And it's sad for him in a way because now he's a man out of time and place, space and place or places and spaces, which then causes
he's like, I should have stayed in that bookshelf.
So yeah, I quite liked that, but anyway, you know what I didn't like?
I'm ready.
One of the scenes that went for way too long. You know when Matt Damon tried to dock and the ship blew up?
Oh yes.
First of all, what an idiot!
I know, right?
Secondly, that Matthew McConaughey lining that up went for way too long. I was like, I know you're gonna line it up. I know how this is gonna play out. I think that went for way too long.
Well, not everybody knows he's gonna line that up. Not everybody's seen as many films as you, all right?
Sure.
You know,
every film is someone's first film.
Why don't we just cut out everything that you know is going to happen? Why don't we just have black and white title cards, right? And instead of that whole sequence, just a black and white title card, and it says Matt Damon dies, his thing explodes, and then Matthew McConaughey he's going to dock the thing, and then he docks it.
And he's pretty good.
Yeah.
Sure. Yep. Fine. Whatever. Yes.
Okay. Good. Wow.
It was just thought it was too overlong, especially when you compare, like, there were no moments of tension like this, except for maybe the planet time thing that compared to, like, something like Sunshine. I feel like Sunshine is just pure tension, like, the whole way through, beginning to end, it's just tension. And I think this didn't deliver. As well. Yeah.
Okay. I kind of felt it was a relief. Like after a film like Gravity, which is so tense all the time.
See, yeah, I don't really love Gravity.
No, that's fine.
It's technically amazing. Yeah. But yeah, sorry, go on. Yeah.
But I felt it was kind of relief that there was some, you know, you're in space, but there's some downtime. That's
you're
okay.
Right. They're different movies. You're right. That's a good point.
Look, I didn't say they're different movies. They're literally the same movie.
I just want to say one more thing. This is from Red Letter Media. Uh-huh. They said that Casey Affleck showed up wearing his Ben Affleck costume.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Uh-huh.
That was pretty great. But, yeah, I don't have anything else to say, but we've got some viewer stuff that I want to get to.
Okay, let's do that.
What do you think of it? Should we do best or worst now?
Look, I'm going to go best movie ever because talking vending machines.
Sure.
Like, I know I hate them, but look, the balls on that guy to put those in. Doing their little cartwheels.
Big British fastballs. Yeah, cartwheels, yeah. Mm-hmm. All of that, sure. I'm also going to say best movie ever. I really, really enjoyed it. I know it's flawed, but I think we very rarely get something like this.
Right.
And I guess that's not a good reason to like something if you don't. No. It's like saying you have to like every Bond movie because they're only 4 years or whatever.
Right, we have to... Yeah, it's bad to say, well, we have to... Everybody has to go and see this because otherwise they'll stop making things like this.
Yeah, yeah. But I think... I don't think it's as good as, you know, like a Moon or a Sunshine or whatever, but I really enjoyed it. And
a Moon, like the concepts.
Yes.
It's not as good as a Moon, just looking at a Moon. It's not as good as Sunshine. Get out of the Sunshine,
not.
Guys.
Photosynthesis, man. But no, I really enjoyed it, and I think it's one of those things I want to watch again, but probably at home.
Right, okay.
Yeah, on my giant television.
Fantastic.
That I don't own.
So. I don't feel any need to watch it again.
Sure. Why don't you watch Gravity then? Fucking simpleton.
No, I'll be fine.
So, yeah, best movie for me. All right, okay, so we're not doing listener questions this week.
Do you mean emails?
Emails this week, sorry, yeah. I wasn't going to bring this up, but I've had a close family member die in the last week.
Yes.
So I've had a lot on my plate.
Sure.
Sure. And we were very, very nearly not going to do this. Uh-huh. But so I haven't had time to basically go through.
But we're committed
to
the internet.
Yes, that's right. More than my own family. So, no, yeah, so I'm fine, by the way. Everything's fine. You know, as good as it can be. But I just want to let people know that I haven't really read anything this week or responded to anything. Uh-huh. So I apologize. For that, and I might be a bit slow going on my YouTube channel, and my website's kind of ground to a halt for the moment, and whatever. But yeah, that'll all come back at some point.
Yeah,
yeah. But anyway. But so what I've done instead, Mason?
Yes,
I've released an Inception
virus.
Yes,
into the atmosphere. It's gonna make everybody goofy.
Correct. No, I released an Interstellar Explained video.
Oh yes.
And I meant to ask in the video.
I've seen it.
Yeah, it's fine, isn't it?
It's good. Yeah. Makes sense.
Sure. But I obviously didn't answer everything because I really weighed up what do I answer and what do I not.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of stuff that you uh-huh. can kind of get into, you know yeah. what I mean? And I meant to ask...
Why are you so dumb? It would be one of the questions probably. Who knows?
Yeah. Like I meant to ask, if you got any questions, put them down below and we'll talk about them. Uh-huh. But luckily people asked a lot of questions anyway, so I'll read them out and we'll try and muddle through them.
Okay,
what
ready.
What do you think?
I'm ready.
Question one.
Don't expect any real answers based on anything.
Yes.
Any kind of logic or reason.
Dean Mohan. If the future humans open the wormhole for the present day humans, who opened the wormhole for the future humans when they were going through these problems? We went through this one.
Boy, did we.
We don't know.
Paradox.
Paradox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Christopher Nolan.
Everything exists at the same time.
No, don't like it. Don't like it. Still doesn't work.
Fair enough.
Look, the only way that works is, I think, parallel universe.
Okay, sure.
I think this future humanity is from a parallel universe.
Yep.
They can see into other parallel universes.
Sure.
And they're like, this humanity is going to die.
Who cares? I mean, wormhole.
Yeah. Let's help them out how we can. Well, we've got the wormhole. There we go. Unnoprized it.
Yeah. They should have been like, here's a giant spaceship.
Yeah. We've got heaps of them. We've got heaps of them on this side of the universe.
I was just thinking, right, the more elements you put in a movie, especially sci-fi elements,
yes.
there's going to be holes in it.
Yep.
Because you cannot juggle all these things
yeah.
at once, which is why
you
something...
You can't juggle holes at all. No. It doesn't make sense.
Like, why something like Moon makes more sense, because there's very few elements kind of
right.
at play there.
Yep.
And you're not mixing paradoxes and time travel and multiple uh-huh. dimensions and whatever.
Correct.
You know, but anyway, this is from Terry King. Only thing I don't understand, why did Cooper tell his older self to stay on Earth and give him NASA coordinates so he can leave? Isn't that kind of conflicting his own motives?
Yes, it is, but he's a complicated man.
Yeah. By the way,
he's
I think
a human being.
I think that, the way I read that as, he had a panicked moment,
yep.
and then he had a kind of level-headed moment.
Yeah, true.
That's the way I saw that.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah. Or he's an idiot.
Also that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Three. This is from Next Pekifer. So,
yeah, okay.
How did they build a space station at the end so fast? It seems like a lot of money was spent in baseball fields and museums when it should have been spent getting more people on the ship.
It's a really good question.
Yeah. It's a nice ship, wasn't it?
Yeah, maybe it was... Maybe
we didn't see the outside of it either, did we?
No.
Hmm.
Maybe the framework was built already.
Okay. Well, they had the engines kind of...
Yeah. I'm gonna say they had the framework of the ship or ships built already.
Yeah.
But they had no way to put them into space.
Yeah. How big?
I mean, that wouldn't really make any sense, but...
How big were these things as well?
Good question. Sort of city size, I think.
I mean, and it's kind of implied that they take everybody.
Yeah.
And you've got room for a baseball field?
Yep.
Like, I don't know. But anyway, whatever. But here's a question, though.
I'm ready.
Earth's dying.
Yes.
Food's dying.
Yep.
Everyone's dying.
Baseball. Play baseball.
Well, that. But how do you get everything into space? And what is everything okay then? Where do you get your food from?
Space.
Where?
In space.
The space.
Space rocks.
Supermarket.
Yeah. On an asteroid.
But seriously, though. Where? You've still got your food problems, don't you?
Yeah. That's a good point, actually.
Mm.
Maybe the blight was...
contained to Earth.
Yeah.
But I think... I remember reading somewhere that it was in the soil.
Ah, so where do they get the soil? Good question.
Dead bodies.
Yeah. Good answer. The correct answer.
Question number four. What's up with Matt Damon? What an asshole. That's not a question. That's from me.
Yeah.
This is from Mike Sheldon, actually. Why did Dr. Man, that's
Matt Damon,
go crazy? I understand that he got lonely and drove him crazy, but if you believe that he'll be the only human left to die alone, he could have been honest with them when he was revived. He could have said, "Thank you for getting me. There's nothing here, and I want to go with you." Oh, right. Maybe that's where I got that thing from.
Probably. Yeah. You took it from an innocent internet commenter.
I've stolen something. Yes. Because of them trying to settle on the planet, they would have perished anyways and be the end of the human race. There was no food and drinkable water there, and of course, no oxygen. If you're still to wear a spacesuit on a planet, that means it's not hospitable, which is true. But he said he said there was a pocket of near a thing. Uh-huh. And
that's enough for all of humanity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's odd that he wasn't in there when they got there.
True, yeah. You'd think he'd be just chilling in there, yeah.
But I guess he would have had to move all his stuff.
Mm.
And that's hard. Moving's hard. You've moved house.
Exactly. It's real difficult.
Especially by yourself.
And he didn't... It's not like he had any time on his hands.
No. Or like a big, dumb robot to help him.
Yeah, true.
This is from the Sitting Bull. The question that's still on my mind is, how does Cooper make it to the planet Brand is on? So this is at the end. Mm. Weren't they on the opposite sides of the now closed wormhole? First of all, I don't think the wormhole was closed. I think whatever that dimension was he was
that's
in,
separate,
that
yeah.
shut down
yeah,
and flung him out.
Yeah. Wormhole's still active,
yeah. Also, that leads into Max's question. When Cooper eventually finds Anne Hathaway, will she still look the same or will she be older? So did she die and age? Did she age like 100 years or whatever it was?
Well, she will...
Depending how close she is to the...
I don't think that planet is close to the singularity.
Yeah.
It's not close to the
no, it was. They said it was the furthest one. I think specifically said.
I think there'll be some relativistic effects, certainly.
Yep.
She will be older, but it won't be like decades.
Maybe she could have frozen herself as well, I guess. Yeah. And be like, maybe he'll turn up. But why would she? She wouldn't. She'd probably just get started, wouldn't she?
Yeah.
Because she'd be like, I'm so lonely.
Yeah.
Because her boyfriend died.
Yep.
Presumably of old age.
Or a big rock.
That's
Big Rock fell on him.
I did say that.
Yeah. Almost certainly. Also, it's never established boyfriend.
No, you're right. She says guy that I love and whatever. And then when she has that mental break. This is from Darius McKenzie. Yeah. Only question is how the fuck did he get out of the Tesseract and then suddenly wake up in the space station? I think they kind of answer that. He got out. It ejected him.
Yeah.
Because it's shutting down when he's in there.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, thank Christ.
Right.
And then it shoots him out. Near the space station. Uh-huh. And they're like, oh, we found you, whatever.
Yep.
I think all that was intentional.
Yeah, that was a lot of... Yeah, that was planned.
Yeah, sure. This is from Plucas1. So why didn't the future humans just send a radio message through the wormhole to explaining what it was there for?
Thank you.
It wouldn't have caused...
I don't know, mate. I don't know.
It wouldn't have...
Would have made things real simple.
It wouldn't have caused, wouldn't have violated causality any more than the time shuffle thing, and would have saved everyone a great deal of hassle. Yes, correct.
Thank you.
This is from Lycon Zero. Oh, and his response to that was because that would have been a boring ass movie, also known as Contact.
Ooh, slap in the face to Contact.
You know what? I thought of Contact's okay, right?
Yeah. I can't really remember what the alien planet looks like.
Spoiler alert for Contact.
It's 20 years old, right?
At the end. At the end, Jodie Foster goes to a distant space far, far away where she meets an alien who takes on her dad's look.
Yep.
And basically says, listen.
His sweet look.
Yeah. Basically says.
T-shirt, sport coat with the sleeves rolled up. I don't know what it was.
Basically says, listen, thanks for coming. Your race isn't ready. Maybe one day. See you later. Uh-huh. And then she gets sent back. Why even go in the first place? I was explaining it, and then I just...
Then you just trailed off, right. I feel in the future, maybe Interstellar will be a bit like that. People will be explaining the twist of the film, and then they'll just trail off, and it won't matter anymore.
This is from Arif Amat. Why did they need boosters to leave Earth while the other three planets the ship can pass through the atmosphere?
Good question.
I feel like that had a lot of stuff on it. Like it had like the spinning. Oh, the rotating wheel was elsewhere.
Correct. It was already in space.
But there was there a lot of stuff in that thing? I guess they had the eggs.
They did have the eggs. Yep.
All those eggs.
Yeah.
All them eggs.
And one of the planets had a much greater gravity than Earth's.
Yeah. So
the water planet had like 1.3.
Yeah.
Earth gravity. Which,
but they were able to just take off like you would in Star Wars or whatever.
Yeah.
So why couldn't they do that on Earth?
Mm.
Fuel conservation?
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, you'd use all the fuel initially because in separate things to get off. Because then they discard the fuel, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then...
Yeah.
I don't know. This is from Austin Little. Why is NASA underground and why do they need... I like this one. It's just angry.
Is why it all caps?
It gets all caps.
Oh, good.
I'll let you know when that happens.
Okay, cool.
Why is NASA underground, and why do they think that the moon landing was fake? We kind of answered that.
Yeah.
Why was Murph saying that no one believed her about her dad? But this is where it gets all caps.
Okay, yep.
But she was somehow able to convince the entire space travel hating world to make a space station when everyone probably thought she was crazy for thinking her dad was in a freaking pocket fucking bookshelf dimension.
That's a really good point. I'm going to say she made a little model.
Sure.
She made a little spaceship model, and she was like, check it out, anti-gravity.
Yeah, she made like a killer presentation.
Yeah, killer presentation.
Great PowerPoint. Yeah, she probably spent a few hours on that.
Yeah.
I just love how it just... I love the bit. Thought she was crazy for thinking her dad was in a freaking pocket fucking bookshelf dimension. 10. This is from Clun17.
Uh-huh.
Is John Lithgow our generation or our kids' generation?
Oh, good question. Let's see. It seemed like they were coming up with something new every day.
Yeah.
I reckon it's the next generation.
Okay, sure.
Star Trek, the next generation.
Sure. This is from Watched and Abused. This is the last question. But what about...
Questions 11, our new segment. We answer 11 questions badly.
But what about... ... all that upside down... ... stuff?
Yeah. I wasn't in favor of it.
Like the spinning thing and there was gravity in the ship.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was really good.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's been seen before. That's like a popular kind of model that I think they'll adopt in the future, where you get a rotating kind of thing and then it simulates gravity in space. Because big trouble with space travel is, aside from you have to shit in your pants.
Yes.
Or in a weird toilet vacuum, is bone density.
Yeah, true.
So
you become brittle.
Yeah.
Like Mr. Glass.
Yes.
Oh, that was my other unfair comparison that I was going to say. I felt at times this movie felt a little bit like good M. Night Shyamalan.
There were ghosts.
Yeah, so. like not in a bad way, but maybe in a bad way.
That's a slap.
Yeah, it is. Cop that. Cop that, Interstellar, the movie. Cop that, you bloody Shyamalan. All right.
All right. Well, let's leave it there.
Okay, great.
And we'll never come back to this, except for the sequel.
Oh, is there going to be a sequel? There won't be a sequel.
It.
No.
I'd be very surprised.
No.
But they did. You know, there's a 3001 Space Odyssey.
Yeah, I know that.
Have you seen it?
It's not out yet.
There actually is.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, you were making a little joke.
No, it exists. It is a movie.
Oh, they actually made
it. They made it.
Because they're going to do a series. I think Ridley Scott's going to do a mini-series or something like that.
Okay.
He's going to redo it.
We get it.
Yeah.
Leave it alone, Scott.
Yep.
God, what a dickhead. Yeah, I know, right? He's old.
He loves space, Ridley Scott.
Make
we
fucking
get it.
Prometheus and Blade Runner and die. Just leave us alone. Stop. No, he's all right.
Yeah.
He's fine. Good, all right. You know what it's time for, Mason?
Yep.
What we reading? What we gonna read?
I wish there was a theme song.
I'm doing a theme.
Oh, there it is. If you cleverly edited it in.
I hope I didn't.
What you reading this week?
Well, you know how I said, let's pick sci-fi things?
You didn't say that.
I didn't, and neither of us have.
No. Nope. So... Why would we? I'm sick to death of sci-fi at this point.
Really?
Nah.
Sure. I'm actually reading this thing called, and because I've been listening to a lot, I've said this before, the James Bonding podcast.
Yes, uh-huh.
Like, way too much.
Yeah.
They
should be paying us. We promote it a lot.
Yeah, I know. It's really good, though. Even if you hate James Bond, I think you could get a lot out of it.
I think especially if you hate James Bond. If you've grown to hate James Bond over the years, definitely.
It's called Velvet by Ed Brubaker.
Oh, yes.
And it's basically set in this James Bond-esque world. It's not actually, because you can't legally.
Yep, totally.
And it's like, and I've only just started, I'm only a few pages in where... it's imagine if like Moneypenny is like the main, becomes like the main kind of James Bondy kind of thing.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. But she's not called Moneypenny. She's called Velvet Underground or something.
Okay, good.
But yeah, so far what I've read is really good. I like the classic kind of art style.
Uh-huh.
And it's got some good suits, and I know you love a good suit.
I do love suits. So. Okay, I'm going to note it down.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, I've got another thing, but what are you reading?
What I'm going to read and what I'm going to watch. I saw a trailer for, at the start of Interstellar, I saw a trailer for an indie film called The One I Love.
Yep.
It's got Mark Duplass, who was in Safety Not Guaranteed, And it's got... Remember that time travel one?
Yes. Yeah. I know, yeah,
The wacky indie time travel
yes.
one. Yes. Yeah, so laws of physics don't apply.
Whatevs.
And Elizabeth Moss, who's in Mad Men.
Yes.
And Ted Danson's also in it. And it's by... I don't know anything about it. And all the reviews suggested...
Yeah.
Don't look up anything about this film.
Yeah.
But the reviews are very positive. And basically, Mark Duplass, Elizabeth Moss are a couple. They're having relationship troubles.
Mm.
Ted Danson says... Go to this house. Like, go to this house for a weekend away.
Go to this house where everybody knows your name.
Yeah. Oh, that's what the twist. Anyway, they're like, go to this house. All the he's like a relationship counselor, and he's like, yeah. Go to this house. Everybody goes there. Relationship's fixed up completely. Yeah. And I don't know what the trailer suggests that it's something supernatural or it's something, some sort of weird, maybe there's time travel, maybe. Oh, who knows?
Sure.
Who knows what it is? But reviews are really good. People are saying it's fun, it's engaging. I got it here. I'm ready to go.
I'm gonna blow your mind. Seen that.
Oh, yes.
And I've even brought it up in what we read it.
Before. I bet you have. I bet you have.
It is good. It's really good. It's available online.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you know already. Oh, yeah. But you saw a movie trailer for it.
Correct.
Oh, okay. So I guess it's not out here in the cinema. No. Yeah, well, that makes sense. Have you actually seen a trailer at the cinema that you've never seen before?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, I mean, like, remember last week, you're like, it never happens anymore.
Yeah, true.
The last time it happened was Batman Begins.
Right.
Not knowing what it was. But I guess you're talking like big event stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you've seen you saw the Green Lantern trailer before you saw the Green Lantern trailer in the cinema.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah. Maybe this is why I'm so keen to watch it, because you mentioned it before.
Maybe. Or maybe you just like things.
I do like things.
Yeah.
They're good, aren't they?
Sure.
Anyway, this is what a rare double recommendation from this podcast. For a film that's not really part of our worldview, it is here. There's no superheroes, or is there? I don't know.
I'm going to wait a year, then I'm going to recommend it again.
Great.
All right. I'm also reading the current run of Batman that Scott Capullo and Greg Capullo and Scott Snyder are doing.
Uh-huh.
Is the last issue ended where he had a Justice League showdown.
Oh, yes.
I'm not going to say why, but the Justice League turn on him. And this current issue is
rabies.
Yes,
got rabies.
Well,
I see.
But and this current issue, which comes out on the 12th, which is 40 pages. They bumped up the price of Batman, but it's 10 pages more.
Okay, cool.
I don't care. I'll pay whatever because it's a good run, and I'm happy to pay for it.
Would you pay $8 an issue?
You know what? I probably would.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good recommendation.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very good. I really enjoy it. This people are going to look back on this Batman run and be like, that was one of the best. Well, people say that now.
Hmm.
Point is...
The way they're going to look back on Interstellar. I don't trust your judgment anymore.
People will look back on Interstellar, Mason.
All right, fine.
And they'll be like, it's kind of like Contact.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, where Batman... It's a Batman-Superman showdown.
Okay.
And I love a Batman Superman showdown because I like seeing the new kind of ways that they make it so Batman isn't killed immediately.
Sure, yeah. So they're always fun.
Yeah, I read there was a little preview on comicbookmovie.com, and there's a little kind of inventive way where he can hurt him, which we haven't really exactly seen before.
Punch to the face.
Yes, well, yeah. But it takes some things that we've done and it puts it together with something else, which is, I won't spoil it, but yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Sounds good.
And that's the show for this week, Mason.
We did it.
We did.
Hang on, is there anything else?
Well, there normally is letters, but maybe,
oh yeah, no letters. Okay, yeah. Thanks to everybody who got on the Patreon.
Yeah, that's really great.
Yeah,
We're no closer to our $82 million that we wanted from last week, so it's kind of annoying.
Yeah, it is.
But
lift your game, everyone who's graciously donated, you pricks.
But
do you have a list of those people, or can you
list those people? Yeah, I do. I can't.
We'll get them next week.
Yeah, we'll get them next week. Yep. But yeah, obviously, like we said, there's a second YouTube channel you get access to where I've put up only one of the audio commentaries. It looks like we're going to do Watchmen as well, aren't we? We've spoke about it.
Yes, we're going to do an audio commentary over Watchmen.
Yeah.
Maybe the regular one, maybe the real long one. Who knows?
We'll
see how we feel.
Yeah, see how we feel. But if you'd like to go there, it's patreon.com/MrSundayMovies. And
if you want to donate just to keep the show running. Like we said, the amount you should donate is the amount... If you dropped it on the street and you didn't notice,
you'd furiously. If you drop it on the street and you furiously scramble for it, that's the amount that we want.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
No, you're right. Yeah, if you don't notice it,
just throw it our way.
But for whatever reason, you don't want to.
Yeah, it's
that's
fine.
Cool.
Either
man.
Way,
whatever.
We're doing pretty good, as these golden tuxedos prove. Doing all right.
Heavy on the chest, though.
Oh, so heavy.
Yeah. Where can people find us, though?
Oh, on the internet?
Yeah.
Oh, well, they can find us at weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com.
Yep.
On Facebook and on Twitter.
That's right.
I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies.
Yeah, nice.
And thank you to The Brute and The Basilisk for the themes. Songs. Themes, oh, songs.
Themes, themes, songs. Yes. Sure.
Yeah. Next week, Mason.
Oh, yes.
It's really exciting because it's the interim episode before the next Hunger Games movie.
What will we talk about?
I don't know.
Okay.
Any suggestions? You know, I've got a list.
Oh, good.
But, you know, do you want to do Contact?
Let's talk about Contact. Great. Sure.
No, I don't know. We'll think of something. What's out? We could do dystopian kids movies based on books set in the future where they're forced to something.
Do we have to read books then?
Yes. No, we just have to see the terrible adaptations.
Oh, how many?
The Maze Runner. The Giver. The one where...
Divergent.
Divergent. That's the one.
That's the one
I'm thinking of. The host.
Oh, okay.
You know, that's a Stephanie Meyer
one. Can I just watch the trailers and guess what happens?
Yes.
Great. Good.
We're not really doing that.
No. What about John Wick? I hear that's okay.
Is that out here?
Yeah.
I'll do John Wick.
All right.
Yeah.
Might be a short one.
Yeah, well, but I think
he kills a lot of people.
John Wick's been out for a while, though, as well.
Okay, well, let's not talk about it then.
Yeah, I know.
Let's watch a film for our own enjoyment.
I don't do that. I don't do that, Mason.
It's a shame. We'll think of something. We'll see you back here next week.
I hope so.
Grab that gem, you guys.
Grab as many as you can.
Okay, bye.
You probably only get one before you're incinerated.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah.
Bye. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.